Welcome to Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bake McBride. Batting second. The shortstop, Rudy Mioli. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Rose. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ramon Aviles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Christensen. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Larry Christensen. And now, play ball. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mioli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aviles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Mioli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mioli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mercer moves to second. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Mercer trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Phillies. Ramon Aviles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviles is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Christensen reaches second base with a double. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christensen moves to third. Rudy Mioli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McBride. The throw from foot and he is safe. McBride steals second. Rudy Mioli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mioli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mioli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Lozinski fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lozinski. Sizemore moves all the way to home. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christensen fields it and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to second. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buckner moves to third. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maddox. The throw from foot and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ramon Aviles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviles is 0 for 1 in the game. Aviles strikes out. One out. Larry Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Christensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Blake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aviles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Rudy Mioli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mioli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mioli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 2 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Lozinski hits a pop-up towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Lozinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mioli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martin moves to second. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Dennis Lamp. Tug McGraw now pitching. Mike Vail pinch hits for Larry Biotner. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to third. Kelleher moves to second. Rick Rochelle pinch runs for Mike Vail. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeJesu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin scores. Kelleher moves to third. Rochelle moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sizemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelleher scores. Rochelle moves to third. DeJesu moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Aviles catches it and throws to second with Mioli covering, to double up DeJesu. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gross pinch hits for Ramon Aviles. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Tidrow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Harrelson now playing second base. Ron Reed now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martin moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martin moves to third. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Mioli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mioli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mioli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lozinski. Kelleher reaches second base with a double. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow bunts towards first. Rose scoops it up and throws to first, with Harrelson covering, for the out. Kelleher moves to third. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. DeJesu hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mioli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelleher scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rose scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Scott Thompson now playing left field. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-3 in the game. Schmidt strikes out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Lozinski moves to second. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Ron Reed. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.